The oil and gas downturn has resulted in a loss of about 12,000 jobs across the state over the past year. Many of those are concentrated in smaller metropolitan areas. Lafayette has lost the most. As WWNO's Tegan Wendland reports for our Working Coastal series, the city that once boomed as a result of oil and gas activity is now struggling not to go bust.
Thunderstorms move in as rush hour commuters stop at an Exxon filling station in South Lafayette. Today, regular gas is just $1.99 a gallon. People here have mixed feelings about that.
Price of gas is good right now, but price of oil is pretty bad as far as benefiting the economy.
I think it's cheap. It's good for me, but not for people I know, the people working in the oil field.
I actually feel like I'm kind of glad it's going back up, because I feel like then the economy will get a little better. But I mean, I think it's still low right now.
Even those who don't work in the industry understand the health of their community relies on a higher price for oil. The unemployment rate is around 7%. That's higher than the state and national average. Known as the Energy Corridor, the 140-mile stretch of Highway 90 from Lafayette to New Orleans is home to thousands of oil and gas workers. Until recently, Ronald Miller was one of them. He did maintenance on oil rigs for 12 years for General Electric. Now he sits in front of a computer with a career counselor at the Louisiana Workforce Commission offices.
At this point, you go to the what's hot in your area, and then you can click around and see.
If I can get something here, it'd be nice.
Rigging foreman, Longview. Down by the coast, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right before you get to Houston.
Yeah, so it looks like there's a lot of jobs around the Houston area.
3 hours drive away. Miller is still living on the small severance package he got when he was laid off in February. He says it won't last long. It certainly won't let him spoil his daughter with new clothes at the mall like he likes to do. He was good at his job and climbed the ladder. Now he's losing sleep and going to counseling.
It's kind of depressing because, you know, you've been doing something for so long. And you, it's part of your life, pretty much. Every morning you wake up, you pretty much know what you did gonna consist of. And then not knowing no more, you know?
Thousands of oil and gas workers have turned to the workforce office for help. The parking lot is packed, a lot of sports cars and big trucks, and every computer inside is taken. Tina Johnstone runs the office.
I mean, we're seeing our figures doubling in the number of individuals coming in. We started to see it as soon as oil prices started to go down. We started to see an increase.
She says most of these workers will not be able to go back to their oil jobs. She's telling them those jobs that got them six-figure salaries, paid for boats and second homes with just a high school education, consider them gone. Get new training. Be open to moving.
So what we're looking at is actually getting them retrained in occupations that are in demand. They may not be in our labor market, but they are in our neighbors. So we're looking at Lake Charles and Baton Rouge, both which are having a construction boom.
But what about Lafayette?
Lafayette will be changed forever because of this crisis in the energy business.
Greg Gautreau is CEO of the Lafayette Economic Development Authority. He says about 45% of the economy directly relies on the oil and gas industry, like offshore service and pipeline construction companies. He says retail sales are down nearly 8% from last year. The city has a new mayor-president dealing with this downturn, Joel Robideau. He says Lafayette grew rapidly in the last decade of the oil boom. Now, there's not enough money to pay for the upkeep.
Our infrastructure needs are pretty great with all the growth. I mean, we have some serious traffic problems. A couple areas have some drainage issues that we absolutely need to address.
He wants to take out bonds to pay for those things over several years, but isn't sure it's a good idea. This dip isn't so bad.
Now, if it continues on for another year or so, well, then, you know, we'll be heading towards a situation more like the 80s.
Back then, oil dropped to $12 a barrel. There was a rash of suicides. Billboards went up. The last one to leave Lafayette, turn out the lights. Robideau himself avoided an oil career because of it. But asked what message he'd put on a billboard now?
Now I would tell everybody to not to panic. I mean, we're going to make it through this.
Don't count on an oil comeback, though. Robideau says if workers are willing to go back to school, maybe in the growing tech and healthcare fields, Lafayette will survive, though it'll never be the same. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.